We are back with another edition of Let's Talk About It. The Chamber Ladies in the building here today. Emily, welcome back. Glad you're here.
Thanks. Thanks for having me, Darren.
Yes, absolutely. Glad to have you. It's always fun to talk about what's happening at the Chamber. And actually just saw and read this morning. There's something new you guys have. It's called STIR, which the acronym I can't remember off the top of my head what it means, but I'm sure you can give me those details.
Yes, it means socialize, talk, interact, and remember.
Look at there.
But really, it's just all about networking and being a part of the chamber, being a member of the chamber. You're automatically a part of this huge network of businesses and other professionals. So getting those people together, getting them to know each other and build those relationships. People like to do business with people they know, right? So this event is a little different from our business after hours events that we have done in the past. And it'll be highlighting up to 6 area businesses. We still have some slots available if a business wants to be highlighted. But it's those smaller businesses that maybe aren't able, they don't have the space to host an event like this, or maybe they don't have a storefront. They have few employees, you know, under 10 employees, say, that they're just not able to host those bigger events to bring people in. So we're going to have this April 27th at the Gladstone Inn and Suites. And yeah, there'll be a few different businesses. It'll be like business speed dating.
Yeah.
You go around and get to know them, have some drinks, have some hors d'oeuvres, and it'll just be a good time. It's from 4:30 to 6 again on April 27th.
And at the Gladstone.
Yes.
Okay, so that's STIR event. And if you want to read more on that, Jamestown Chamber website has information. I know.
Yes.
News Dakota's got that post up as well right now. Some of our more normal things that we focus in on with the Chamber, that customer service award, I think last month was the
school security officer.
Yes. So who is it this month and why?
Yeah. This month we were over at the truck stop, Maddie Tompkins. She is a waitress there, and waitressing is hard these days.
Yeah.
And she just does a great job. She has a very bubbly personality, a younger gal, and just kudos to her for providing that service in our community and going above and beyond.
Awesome. And it's really good to recognize people with this customer service award, which you guys are always taking recommendations for, right?
Yes. You can submit a nomination on our website, the bottom of the homepage, jamestownchamber.com. We also always take nominations for our Business of the Month award, too.
Yes.
And that one this for the month of April is Infinity Building Services.
All right.
And actually, they were nominated by an individual for helping out with the Frontier Village. They have done a lot of work, and I can personally say and attest to their work with us with Jamestown Tourism. They have gone above and beyond and helped us, especially with the general store. We're excited to open that up this summer. So kudos to them, and thank you to them for providing those services and being so involved in the community.
Right. And that's the big thing. And Business of the Month for sure, Infinity Building Services. Go check them out and say thank you for everything they do.
Yes.
Inside of our community. All right. Jamestown Job Services. I know we've had one or two of these already. So what are the details on that? And then some people may be interested in hosting one of these events. So can you give us those details?
Yeah. Well, they're not really events. They're little episodes. So this series, Jamestown Jobs, was just to help our area businesses promote jobs that they have available. Yeah. Workforce is an issue globally, right? And we just want to highlight some of our area jobs that people may not know a lot about and may be interested in. Or maybe there's a high schooler that, you know, is wondering what they should go into and want a glimpse into what that career could be like. So, we've released one of them.
Okay.
And that was out at the City Baylor. So I got to drive a payloader. That was kind of cool. So if you're interested in operating heavy equipment and machinery, check out the Jamestown Baylor. It was really interesting to see how that whole process works and how the city manages all of that. But yeah, we have a few coming up. And if you have a job in your business that you're trying to fill or that you want to highlight, just contact the Jamestown Area Chamber. And you can view these videos on our Facebook page, Jamestown Area Chamber Commerce, or they're also on YouTube. And we're working on getting them on our website.
Awesome. Wow, the Baylor. That's one of those things you just would never really think about. Yeah, that's awesome.
Where does your garbage go?
Right. Very important, but something you just don't spend the time to think about. So again, we're with Emily Bivens of the Jamestown Chamber, the Chamber Lady, as Warren so affectionately used to call her. Are you keeping him in line still?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. Yep. And he's doing a great job. He's helping a lot with a lot of this marketing stuff. So
I know people miss him on the radio, and we miss him too, but yes, he's doing awesome things. All right, Emily. some of the normal items we talk about here with the DMV and you guys being connected in a sense, right? And, yes. And what all that entails.
Yes. So if you have questions about anything chamber-wise, you can always look on our website, jamestownchamber.com. You can call us, 701-252-4830. You can email me, director@jamestownchamber.com, or stop by and see us. We're located at 122nd Street Southeast in downtown Jamestown. We are co-located with the Motor Vehicle Department, yeah. So you have to go through the Motor Vehicle to get to the chamber. But if you want to go to the Motor Vehicle Office, you need an appointment. To make an appointment, you can call 1-855-633-6835 or visit dot.nd.gov. If you just have tabs to renew on your vehicle, you can stop by the kiosk located in CashWise during their business hours. And it's really simple, easy, and slick. You get your tabs printed out right there to go put on your vehicle.
Perfect. That's awesome. Anything else you'd like to add today, Emily, you can think of off the top of your head?
No, we are ready for summer.
Yes.
And the weather, knock on wood, is starting to feel like it. So I'm excited to get everything rolling with tourism. And then Chamber, we're already thinking about Buffalo Days. So excited about that.
Yes,
yeah.
We are getting ready for summer. All right, Emily, we appreciate your time. Again, Jamestown Chamber. If you have any questions, visit their website, contact Emily. And gosh, we'll see you in a month, huh?
Sounds good. Thanks.